Hello everyone, this is Shefali and welcome to my channel Journey and Beyond Untold Stories. Today we have Dr. Ida. She is a research scientist at CSIRO. She specializes in AI and complex algorithms to develop medical devices and decision support tools. Ida's work has earned her an Early Career Advanced Queensland Research Fellowship and a nomination for the Global Australian Talent Award. Her achievements have been featured in major press outlets. Hello, Ida. Welcome to my channel. How are you?
Hi, Shefali. It's a great pleasure to be with you today.
Thank you. Thank you for making our time to jump on a platform. So you are currently working as a project leader at CSIRO and leading an AI space. How did you get in the role and how is life at CSIRO?
I am in a great team, very supportive, that nurtures curiosity, hard work, so I'm very happy. In terms of the project, yeah, that is the project that I've been leading since last year. How did it end up? Well, while working one of the previous projects, it was clinical decision support tool that was planned for the clinical trial, I come with the results where I got basically open research questions that were not available in the state of the art. So considering that it was clinical application and that everything should be known and without much space for the risks, that mitigated actually posing and translating this research question into project.
Nice. It's been 3 years, right?
Yeah. A bit more even. I think 3 years, 7, 8 months so far.
Nice. Yeah. And how's it going?
It's good. It's good. I had opportunity to work on different projects, and in that process, I got opportunity for personal growth. So I'm very happy with that.
Nice. So what inspired you to move from research and development in medical imaging to focusing on responsible AI in healthcare?
I wouldn't look at it like two separate entities. I've been in machine learning domain since the second half of my PhD up to now. It started with some optimization, then predictive modeling, then going back to unsupervised learning for the medical application. Now again, image processing. I'm still in image processing.
Yeah.
But responsible innovation kind of fall into this story like quite natural and organic process, because when you are working on healthcare application and something that is translational research intended for the uptake in the clinical settings, certainly there is this aspect of the ethics and responsible innovation that has to be met so that all possible risks known to us yeah. could be mitigated timely, so we reduce their possible impact, adverse impact, of course. So I don't see working currently in the domain of responsible innovation as my final destination. It is just organic process that was simply natural, that was needed by the project, actually.
Right. Can you share a significant challenge you faced in your career and how you overcame it? What did that experience teach you about resilience and adaptability?
It's not just about me. I guess all of us, as we continue or progress our career, we face different challenges, bigger or smaller. So it's an avoidable part of the journey. And I think my biggest learning so far from this kind of experience that it helps me grow. It is not something that prevents me grow, but instead it helps me grow. So I had quite a few experiences that actually I saw as an opportunity for growth, though at that time it was quite stressful experience, and I cannot say it was so easy to travel through those times. But what actually helped me in traveling these times is being aware that what I'm striving for is some higher purpose, higher goal, that I'm playing game honestly, and that as far as I have integrity and I'm doing my best at my end, I cannot be loser. I mean, I will be winner, because it is eventually up to us who define what is the positive outcome. And I think yeah. as far as we are preserving our values, ethics, diligence, and And the honesty in that process, whatever we do, we have positive outcome. And I believe that eventually whatever happens to us is just good. Maybe at that moment it doesn't look that good or good in our definition, but when you look back, definitely that situation brought you a lot of good. So this is something that kind of drives me and push my wheels through hard moments. They were hard moments and there will be hard moments. It helps also, and so far experience is telling me, when you are, when you stick to your values and you are honest in this way, you always come up with 2-3 persons who will help you through that journey. And not necessarily they have to be somebody close to you, your relatives. But, yeah, you know, you will come across these people who will make it easier. So, yeah, that's general.
A good one. Very insightful. So you're balancing high-stake project with personal life, which can be challenging. How do you manage work-life balance? And do you have any strategies for maintaining well-being while pursuing demanding goals?
Well, I had to learn lesson hard way. For quite a long time, you have to strike the right balance. I don't say you should work less, you should work smarter. And above all, you should listen to your body. So if your body is telling you, I'm exhausted, I need more sleep, you should listen to it and go for it. So also one thing that helped me in this process is I was reading one book. It is called The Art of Learning, and it is written by author who was a chess champion as well later on martial art champion, and he's talking about how to master certain virtues, certain skill. And he was sharing his personal experience. So there would be chess matches that would last for hours, and he would be stuck in one situation for badly, and then he'd been advised to just to go out, do a few sprints and return back to match. And he said, I would feel really refreshed. So after reading that, I gave a try. I say, okay, let's try this when I'm really stuck and I'm under the pressure. So let's see if I can with physical activity actually break this current condition, and it really works. So now when I'm quite working under depression and feeling stuck, and you do feel stuck after a while, so I just go and do some destructive activity, strong physical activity that will simply like reset my mind. And when I go back to work, I really see problem differently. It is more clear.
Yeah, that's so insightful.
Yeah, and I think there is one more thing. I also notice when I don't devote enough time for myself, be it painting, being some creative activity or pardon, or meditation, for example, I also feel like it sets me back. So giving space for your soul or whatever you call it, I think it is quite important.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Given that you are leading AI projects, how do you think AI is going to shape our future?
I think it's already shaping. I think AI is used in everyday life more than we are aware of. Start with your phone and application for finding the optimal route while you are traveling, spam and all these things that are already here for quite a bit. So AI is part of our everyday life already, and it's just going to be more and more. Now, if I return back to your question, how is it going to impact our life? I think this is open-end question. It really depends on us, how we take it. What I really hope for is our human ethics will remain number one priority over the any kind of profit or anything else that could AI bring us.
I feel like the next generation is going to be all about AI.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they are quite digitalized already. I have opportunity to like collaborate with the people that bring that belong to the Z generation, if they are called like that, and a bit elder. So I see that their perception of the world AI is quite different. Even when you think of the doctors, in conversation. We had some recent study with a lot of interviews with the clinicians from different ages, like from very junior to senior clinicians, and their view or attitude towards AI is really different. So you find that this younger generation of clinicians kind of are less conservative to the application of AI.
Very true. What are some of the proudest moments or achievements in your career you have so far? How did those experiences shape your professional trajectory?
Personally, I'm not after recognitions. I'm led by a process, learning, personal growth, and that is something that has been like key driver since ever, since I started with my PhD. So it doesn't mean that recognitions or awards do not mean to me. It means, I mean, it is great to get the award and being recognized, but I think it is side effect of your diligent work